20 million people in South Africa are known as born frees. They are the first generation to grow up after the end of apartheid, and they now make up 40% of the population. The first time all races could vote in an election was in 1994. So these youngsters will be the first generation to have equal rights when it comes to choosing a new government. What has happened in the lifetime of the born frees? There is now a growing black middle class in South Africa, but they are a minority. They have good jobs and can afford decent housing and holidays. However, whites still earn 6 times as much as blacks on average, and unemployment is far greater amongst blacks. Young black people are encouraged to go to school, but many cannot find work afterwards. The joy and optimism of the 1990s have definitely started to fade. Change is slow, and political leaders have not always made the best choices for their country. Some whites are frustrated because they have lost their privileges and are not always treated fairly. For example, poor whites are not the top priority of the ANC government. And poor blacks are frustrated that they still have to live in bad conditions without jobs, without a future. This frustration, combined with alcohol abuse and anger about the past, have also led to high rates of violence, particularly in the townships where robberies and knifings are common. When you're 20 years old, you have your whole life ahead of you. Many of the born frees are happy and are hopeful for the future. There are certainly more opportunities for blacks now. If you're white, however, you have to find a way of living with what your forefathers have done. That isn't always easy, but it can be done, as you'll find out below.